they may have just a different, slight difference in numbering, and I think some of the different ones, you want to approve it somewhere, but you don't have a real compilation. It's a compilation. The same way we compile hymns and songs for our hymnal. That's what the Book of Psalms is all about. And I'm sure I'm going to find anything new there. So, it's an understanding that the Book of Psalms is a compilation of songs and hymns, and then we have, you know, hymns to be able to and may intrigue someone who and we can divide the Book of Psalms that we have in all that, our compilation, into five different books. Book of Psalms is really five different hymns compiled into one. And not wondering exactly why it is so black. I don't think it's a great mystery, although it might be. We know about the songs being compiled, being put into units, and that may be a natural result of it. Well, all of them to be made, like, shows the feedback is one of the reasons why we're able to discern and figure out that we're by a book. I wasn't saying, you know, you can do the passage, it's kind of a common movement. Book one is somewhere before one. Book two is Psalm 13, 72. Book 3, Psalm 73-89. Book 4, Psalm 90-106. And Book 5, 7-15. I don't think there's any surprise me when you're in the world of this chapter of being said. I've often spoken about each one of these books in the Book of Psalm as the doxology. A doxology is repeating praise the Lord. And so if we look at Psalm 1, we will see a doxology, 72 of the doxology, 89 of the doxology, 106 of the doxology, and 150 of the doxology. I want to say, this is not something astonishing. There are doxologies all over the Bible and all over the Psalms. The Psalms. But what would make us inclined to say in these five songs were doxology that showed us the end of the book? Because the doxologies are quite quick to be announced. It's outstanding, and they really have an opportunity to turn into the game session. Edge. Blessed be Yahweh, the Lord of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Amen, amen. I see the dark star of the earth, in the period, amen. Praise God. And that is nothing. Element for us to conclude that this is the ending of a section. The King James, blessed be the Lord God of Israel from everlasting and to everlasting. If you want to see the box and everything, days in there, amen. If we look at how Psalm 72 ends, I'll give you a chance to go there. Psalm 72, I'll do that verse 19. And blessed be his glorious name forever, and let the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen, amen. And I hope I'm making myself clear when I say doxology, doxological phrasing. We get the word in English doxology from the Greek word doxa. It was in a Christian church, and you hear them actually say doctrine. We say some kind of faith, and it's saying glory in Greek, and that's all the at the term in the first verse of that song, doxology, but in the Christian tradition, when we read the term doxology, we really, like I said before, talk about the repeating of certain words and phrases, and usually it will be forever, and amen, and amen. That's all we see. And it's like as a doxology going all over the Bible. But if we look at how book 3 ends, that would be Psalms 89. And let's see how that ends. Okay, give me a chance to get it. Alright, that's verse 52. Blessed be the Lord forevermore. Amen. Amen. Okay. See the doxological phrase. Amen. It is true. Amen. So if you look at how the fourth book ends, that would be Psalm number 106. Right? We go there, Psalm 106. And how does that end? Blessed be the Lord God of Israel from everlasting to everlasting, and let the people say, amen, praise ye the Lord. And with the language, praise ye the Lord, would be
say it's a ra, me, mu, ya. Ya. Yahweh. Ha, me, mu, to you. Literally, is hallelujah. Okay, let's see how Psalm number 150 and how that ends. Okay. Clearly, this is the introduction of the introduction
so to speak, of each five sections of the song, where this is the overall introduction of the entire compilation of the song. It has to do with the way in which Hebrew poetry is written. It has to do with how Hebrew poetry is received. And it has to do with Hebrew real speaking in Hebrew in terms of picturously, and so you can kind of picture what is being said. Another important element of this Hebrew poetry and imagery has to do with location. Location, 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 location.
No.
those things and food and so forth, give you a contract of all of this. If you don't want, you need the light. If you don't stand, you can meditate. And if you don't sit down with people of bad influence, you can be planted like a tree that is planted by the living water and be nourished and be and fruitful, good fruits. Probably in many ways, as I said, I don't know, this is where we're going to get into all the details, but we can pick them up, because the whole thing is to nourish all of it with the truth and what is good for all of us. Of course, when we think, when we look at how the sun can be divided, we look at verses 2, and then when we get by the time we get to verse 4, we can see clearly the contrast between verses 2 and 1, and by the time we get to verse 4, you can see an entire contrast of what's going on in verse 1. And how it relates to verses 2 and 3. The ungodly are not so. They are like the shark. They are the light stuff that easily blown away. They're not the corn. They're not the kernel. They're not the fruit. They're the covering that when you take it off, it can just literally throw it into the air and literally drive it away. And the anger is not good, they judge it, and they don't associate with the righteous, so they don't receive the benefits of those who follow the way of God. And so, basically, what I want to share is that when you look at the elements, and that's a lot of detail you can go into, and you pick up any song, you can see elements of the positive or the negative of any song right there in song number 1. And by the time you get to Psalm 150, you are celebrating because you are falling into the category of what Psalm number 1 will have us to be. Anyway, that's what I have for this